Like to meet, bring the meeting to order. Do we do introductions first or?
Yeah, you're starting from.
Oh, Teresa Brenner, Vice Chair, representing Savannah Council of the Blind.
Bridget Morrison, representing Chatham Area Transit.
Lakota Wong, Quorum PO, NPC.
Okay, Tyrone Palmer, National Federation of Blind of Chatham County.
Michael O'Halloran, CAP Board Chairman.
Frank Lama. For Vocational Rehab Association and for CCAD, the Chatham County Area Association of Deaf.
Pamela Howard Oglesby, SCOTY, Savannah Chatham's Council on Disability Issues.
That's it.
Yep, for now. Okay, so then we go into action items.
Since we don't have a chairman yet and then we don't have a quorum, so we cannot work on the action items. So we have like three action items. The first item is approval of agenda. The second item is approval of the minutes. And the third item is amendments, endorsement of the amendments to the fiscal 2018 to 2021 TIP. Because
Okay. Bam. There he is. Thank you.
Okay, we've got a quorum now.
Oh, he's not here. We got a quorum.
Yeah, we've got a quorum.
Yeah. Yay. She's with life.
Okay.
Hi, Juliet.
Hi, Juliet.
All these doors here are different. Some push, some pull, some slide.
Okay, so the first one would be.
So now we have the quorum, so we can start with the approval of agenda.
Okay.
Let Juliet tell everybody who she is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Neil's actually on his way. You know how parking is here in Savannah. He's going to go park again. So I'm Juliet, Life Incorporated, Independent Living Coordinator. Neil is on his way.
So now.
Do you want me to read the agenda?
Please.
So that the people with the visually disability can know what we're going to talk about?
Sure, absolutely.
So we have approval of agenda, action items, we have approval of minutes, and endorsement of TIP amendments. And then we have status reports. Those are any of you who have questions on the highway projects or transit projects, that's where it comes from. And then we have agency reports. So basically that's CAD and LIFE. And then we have other business. And then we have public participation opportunities. Next is announcement, and that's for the next ACAT meeting. And then we have another non-agenda information for reference. So basically, we have a public meeting for the I-16 at Little Neck Road open house. And then we have adjournment. So that's the agenda for this meeting.
Okay. I'd like a motion to accept the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. And the next is?
Next is minutes, meeting minutes.
Okay, did everyone receive the minutes and have a chance to read them?
Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't have the minutes, I can just let you know, we approved the August meeting minutes, we adopted the 2020 ACAT meeting calendar, and then we adopted the safety targets for 2020, and then Stephanie reported on the updated of non-motorized transportation plan amendment. So we actually just started the amendment process and held the last meeting, held the first non-motorized transportation plan meeting last week. So that's all documented in this minutes. And then LIFE gave a status report as agency report. And then Chatham Air Transit, Bridget, gave an update. And then we have Mr. Dean Stonecipher from Savannah Center for the Blind and Low Vision introduced himself and stated that he will be alternate for Mrs. Anika Fudge. And then we have committee discussion from Mr. Stu Kluger asked about electric cars. So if you remember the discussion, so that's all documented over here in the minutes.
And that was
so
available by email, correct?
The minutes, when James sent you the link, it if you open it has the minutes, detailed minutes. So I'm just reading the through over here just for the people who have like vision disabilities.
Absolutely. Okay, I'd like a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Next one is the TIP amendments. I will give a presentation on the TIP amendments. This is the end of the year, so this TIP amendment is basically just the end of the year housekeeping. We got an amendment request from GDOT on 6 projects, and then basically they're either delayed or moved out. So I'll just go through each one of them. The first one is US 80 bridges replacement on Lazaretto Creek. I cannot even pronounce that. The amendment to this project is the right-of-way cost has increased by more than $900,000.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, currently it's $280,500. So the proposed is $1,203,000. It's $1.2 million. The reason GDOT gave out for the cost increase is environmental constraints. I think GDOT is still discussing whether the alignment should be on the south side or the north side. So that might be one of the reasons. Another thing is the cost estimates. It constantly changes. The right way will still stay in fiscal 2020, and the cost is to be provided by Tybee Island. We know that Tybee Island probably cannot come up with this additional almost $1 million, so we will help them try to figure out whether we can have identify some other funding sources. So one of which is the Highway Infrastructure Program funds that we received in September. So we're going to do call for project in February. Hopefully the Tybee will submit an application. So their $280,000 that they currently have can be used as local match to leverage the federal dollars. So that's one option. And then we will also continue to coordinate with GDOT to see whether they can come up with like House Bill 1 state funds or some other federal funds. So we just to try to explore funding options for Tybee. But now we just need to amend it because we need to reflect the cost increase, and then we will identify funding sources later. That's for the US 80 bridges replacement. And the second one is Brampton Road Connector project. Basically, there are some environmental problems, environmental phases behind schedule. So that caused the project to be behind schedule as well. So we are moving the utility and construction phase from the current fiscal year 2020 to fiscal year 2021. But the cost for utility and construction will not change. So we just push the project 1 year. We did receive some comments on this project. There is some kind of a description that references Foundation Drive, but the project, actually the concept, doesn't include connection to the Foundation Drive, so GDOT need to revise their project description on this one. We did receive a lot of comments on US 80 bridges, so we're trying to resolve all of that issues. And the third and fourth projects are related to the US 17 widening project. In South Carolina, that project is behind schedule right now. I think one is probably the funding is not there. So South Carolina DOT has some problem. But South Carolina DOT US 17 widening project would tie in to our side for two projects. One is at US 17 Back River. So there will be some improvements over there, and then. Oh, okay.
James.
Anybody need water while we're breaking for a second? I have it
here. He's here, yay!
Hey, James, we started without
That's
you.
Fine.
We started
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, because we had a quorum, so.
I got rid of my hand.
Go for it.
So
this is the vice chair.
And they're doing the construction, which ate all sorts of parking.
Yeah, I had to go all the way down to the parking garage.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I successfully parallel parked for the first time.
You guys don't let me stop.
No, it's on a slope.
Okay.
So you feel like you're hitting the car behind you. Yeah, it's horrible.
So we adopted the agenda. We approved the agenda. We approved the minutes.
Okay.
So now we are on the next action item, which is the TIP amendments.
Okay.
So just to cover US 80 bridges replacement that has a right-of-way cost increase of more than $900,000. and the Brampton Road connector, we moved the utility and construction phase from fiscal 2020 to fiscal 2021. And now I'm covering the US 17 at Back River project and the Savannah River Harbor on the US 17. So basically, there are two problems with these two projects. One is the South Carolina DOT is behind schedule for the US 17 widening project, so they're tied into our site is behind schedule as well. The second thing is when it's connected to our site, and the segment that is located within Georgia is supposed to be paid for with the Georgia DOT. So Georgia DOT is still in negotiation with South Carolina DOT, so they haven't reached agreement on the funding part yet. So those two projects are behind schedule. We are basically moving the construction phase and the right-of-way phase from the current year, fiscal 2020 and fiscal 2021, to longer range. Longer range, that means it will be moved out of the TIP for now, but after those issues are resolved, they will probably move it back to the TIP. So for the US 17 Back River Bridge project, we're moving the construction from fiscal 2021 to longer range. And then for the US 17, from north of Savannah Harbor Parkway to Back River, we're moving the right-of-way phase and the construction phase to longer range from fiscal 2020 and fiscal 2021, respectively. And then the last two projects, US 17 at Savannah River in Port Wentworth, and US 17 at Middle River in Port Wentworth. And these two projects are now design-build projects, and design-build projects have a kind of not a regular schedule. So basically, these projects are behind schedule, I would say. So we are basically moving the right way from fiscal 2020 to fiscal 2021 with reduced cost, and moving the construction out of the TIP to longer range because of the schedule issue right now. So we did advertise for a 17-day public comment period because of the Thanksgiving holiday, because normally we have a 15-day public comment period, but because of the holiday, we actually started the comment period earlier so that we have a 17-day. But apparently people were taking a break and they were reading newspapers. So they actually found out about the TIP amendments. So we actually got, I got so far, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 nice. Comments on US 80 bridges replacement.
Oh, all right.
So people were
What kind of comments were they?
Some of the comments are like, okay, this project is overdue. They need just to move along.
So no objections,
just questions.
Yeah, okay.
And then the questions was why the right-of-way cost increased by almost $1 million? Why? What is the reason behind it?
Yeah.
So, and then Tybee Mayor also questioned, says, okay, the project's not located in our jurisdiction, so why should we come up with the money? So that's the question. Yeah.
Because he's been screaming for it.
Yeah.
Ever since.
Yes. Yeah. So.
That's right.
Now somebody else.
Yeah. Most of that is just okay. We need to see whether if you want to say a concept report. The most concept report is dated August 2017. So if this cost of right-of-way increase is related to the revised concept report, we need to see the revised concept report.
Right.
So I did ask GDOT, and they were saying they were still debating on the final alignment. So that will be reflected in the revised concept report, but that we will not know until the end of January of next year whether a revised concept report will be available for review. So this is just based on the current situation. So there will still be a lot of follow-up on this one as well. So one comment received on Brampton Road I have already talked to you about. So I'm working with GDOT to revise their project description to get rid of the foundation drive in the project description, but that will have to be a formal description, will not be finalized. And then also got a comment on the Savannah River at US 17, that bridge, apparently there will be some kind of discussion. Houlihan Bridge is 100 years old, it's a historic property, so.
It's historic?
Yeah, historic.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's 100 years old.
Yeah, yeah, so apparently there's some kind of discussion on relocating the Houlihan Bridge to Port Windhorse to preserve it. And it's have some kind of...
they would take it down and put it somewhere to keep it.
Yeah. And
wonderful.
Yeah, so I think there might be one of the reasons that it delayed, but right now we don't know. But that's one of the discussions that we received. So people do read newspapers during the holidays, so we give them extra time, and then we got this.
Too much free time.
Yes. So we are basically just going through that and try to be responsive to the comments. So I actually responded to each comments and tried to coordinate with GDOT to provide the best answer. So we're still trying to explore the final answers at this point. But we did have the 17-day comment period, and it will end this Wednesday. So still got another comment on US 80 today. So still continue to receive them. But so far, these are just the end of year housekeeping items. So if the project's behind schedule, we need to reflect it in the tip.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Keep up with the Houlihan so I'll know where they relocated.
Yeah. They're supposed to be in Port Windhorse.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
I'd like to know.
Yeah, we just don't know yet. Okay.
I knew it was older than me.
Older than all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just nothing major, really. It's just if it's behind schedule, we need to reflect the schedule change. If the cost increase, we need to reflect the cost change in the DIB. So basically, we were asking the ACAT to endorse all these proposed TIP amendments to the Corn Bureau Board.
Move we endorse.
Yep, we will entertain a motion to endorse.
I move we endorse.
Teresa moved it to endorse.
Second.
Okay. Pam, second.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Next is status reports. Right. That was number two.
Yes.
Okay. So, Bridget, can you give us a little report?
Okay. Last meeting we talked. Mr. Anderson, I think you were concerned about the working vehicles that we had.
Right.
So we have 40. In total.
Okay.
Five of those are not working.
Okay.
Right now. Three of them are service issues and two have been in real bad accidents.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully the three that are just service issues, we can get those fixed a little quicker. The two that were in accidents, not quite sure yet. So that's the status of our vans right now.
Okay.
Wendy was here earlier for our previous meeting and it did indicate that we are in the process of they have to get fixed route drivers first, but we are in the process of getting seven new pair of drivers as soon as they finish the fixed route class. So that'll be, I'll give more information with that as it comes available.
So they go through fixed route training first?
Typically.
And then they go
through her. But we do have an extra trainer now. He's finishing up with his CDL, because our goal is to have simultaneous classes.
Yep.
So we can have them all at the same time. That was the reason for hiring that additional trainer.
Okay. So all of the drivers have CDLs?
For fixed, they have to.
Okay.
And if they some of them come with it, and then if not, they may start out in the street first, but that's
right.
A process that they do have to go through.
Okay.
But the paratransit, they do not have to. And they're looking into maybe shortening the time frame. We're still kind of going with training as to why it's so long, their paratransit training, because they don't have to have a CDL.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just be getting with training to see why that training, because that's part of the issue. We'll get the drivers, and then we have to get them through training, and we're trying to figure out why is it so long.
Right.
Because other agencies, they do not have training as long as we do. Thank you so much for the contact for Tampa
that
you gave us. That worked out great.
Good.
So we partnered with Tampa for the travel training program, and they provided us with everything, all of their paperwork, as far as the templates that they use for the application, the templates that they use for when they actually take their clients out and grade them, so to speak. they sent us their certificates, everything. So all we have to really do is just change the logo and just change everything from HART to Chatham Area Transit.
Good.
So that contact worked out very well.
He's a real nice guy, real smart guy.
And he forwarded us
yeah.
Kimley, and that's who we've been working with.
Right.
So it is a great partnership. And she just told us their travel training program was already in place when she got there. So she just told us any information that she can provide for us, she would. So that is a great partnership.
So that's going to happen.
Oh yeah, that's my next thing. The
we almost ready, Teresa.
All
right, a soft launch is going to take place on February 23rd of next year. So we're going to run this 2 weeks to do advertising. And as I mentioned to Ms. Oglesby and Mr. Palmer, we are looking for you guys to do a short video for us, just to put in front of the board the advantages of the program. So we wanted to use our clients that we do want to start in the program to basically advocate for the program, and we'll get in touch with you to let you know when we're going to do that. We're going to get, you know, every video professionally done, and then we'll do upon, of course, board approval and any feedback that they may provide for us. We're looking at February 17 to actually launch it, you know, for everybody.
And you said the soft was on the 23rd?
The 3rd, which is
the
really
third.
We're going to do. That's when we'll have the video to show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll upload it to our e-brief content that we use for websites.
Right.
So, and then once we get every, you know, all of the approval and all the feedback and anything that we need to do, we're tentatively looking at the 17th. And so, again, we'll need you guys again for more videos as we start going through the process.
Cool.
So, because we do want to be able to show the progress.
Lane
as
will
the program.
Show progress too.
I'm sorry?
Lane will be happy.
That's
Lane
right.
Lane will be happy to participate.
Right now, he is not now, so he's interested. But that's pretty much where we are now. Okay. Myself, the eligibility coordinator, the travel trainer, we are working right now on just getting our video together, our PowerPoint for the board, so that we can pitch it and launch it. So we are looking forward. Our ridership is almost 600 a day. So we are definitely trying to get people to do either total travel train if they want to, or at least take some of those rides off so that they can use the fixed route, which will be free.
Great.
So.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, so you're going to propose.
Right, we're going to propose. It's always been that part of the proposal. We never, because every agency that we looked at, the ones in Chicago, Tampa, it is fare free.
Oh, it pays for itself.
Right, it pays for
many
itself.
Times over.
Many times.
And that will take some of the burden off of, you know, some of the casual trips.
Yeah.
You know, we're not, and one thing that we do want to pitch is that it does not negate you from using paratransit at all. But this is just another option to provide that flexibility and that freedom. And also, obviously, for those individuals that we know will always need paratransit, that, you know, you can, if you can take the, get in the travel training program and take the fixed route bus, that's an option for you. Because for some people,
it
will never be.
Even if you take it once a month.
Right. It would,
absolutely.
It would save lots. Mm-hmm. So that is where we are with that travel training program. So I will definitely be reaching out to you.
Great.
To get your 5 minutes of fame on video.
There we go.
I'm just going to mention, too, after hearing what's going on today, that we're going to propose adding more vehicles because obviously there's not enough.
Obviously.
Right.
It was based on a 500 trip plan a day, and we're at 600, so we're five or six vehicles short, and that will be addressed. We're going into budget and long term.
Well, let me add this. I mean, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to know how many were in service and how many out of service, because in the past it's been like 50%. So 5 out of 40, I'm happy to hear.
That's great.
But
still, we need more.
Right,
yes.
We need more.
But
we have
that's
to be
a
able
lot
to accommodate
better.
For that
exactly.
situation happening.
Absolutely.
Because we have no access to other vehicles.
Right.
And they have to be specified as paratransit.
Exactly.
Right.
So we have to buy them. That's basically the facts of life.
Yeah.
Michael, what, I don't want you to speak out of school or anything, but what's your gut feel about the board's position on travel trainers? Are they, you think they're behind that?
We are, yes.
Okay.
We've been looking at the program since Wendy brought it up about probably almost 6 months to a year ago, the first inklings about this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great idea. We know we have passengers like Dr. Lewis who do use
fixed route with his service animal, so we know it's possible.
Absolutely.
And some people probably would prefer it because it's, you know, it's almost regularly scheduled.
Right.
I won't guarantee we're always on time.
Right, right.
But, yeah, the more we can transfer safely and effectively, the better.
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely.
I'm all for it.
Great. Good to know.
Anything else?
No, that is all that we have in the paratransit world today.
All right. Neil, you got anything going on with mine?
Just getting settled into our space, and the other piece is we're shooting for a grand opening end of January in Jessup. I keep saying that and then pushing it back a month, but we actually have the people in-house. The new hires started last Monday. They are in town today doing some more of their training. We got them computers. Without software, it turns out, but they're getting trained. And we bought furniture, everything else like that. So the goal is going to be one of the, either the second to last or the last weekend, a week of January.
Frank, anything from the deaf organization? Okay. Oh, sounds good.
We are supposed to get together this month, but not yet.
Okay, thank you. Any other agencies want to?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What happens to the redesign project? are we going to restart that?
It's still in the move forward phase.
Okay.
We haven't.
It's just not just moving fast, right? It's just
We have some concerns from the county, major concerns about taking stops out of their areas.
Yeah. Yep.
And until we can figure out a plan, we may end up with just some minor adjustments to the system as is, because no one wants to see the major changes that would make it more efficient.
So basically, are you going to resume that study or just?
It's all the work's done.
All the work is done.
That Jared Walker, who has a minor part left to finish, we just have to give him the plan that we want. So we're in a cool off period, and then we're going to readdress it very, very, very soon, because the board is looking that way. We're actually waiting for Savannah to replace their board member.
Okay.
Because Bill was one of the proponents of it, and now he's gone.
Yep.
And we don't know who's going to be the replacement, so we don't want to get into a 4-4 again.
Yeah.
And it gets delayed another time.
Right.
Because we have to pay to bring her out here and do presentations. So that's why I had us disengage, because they wanted a strong support from the board, and 5-4 was not the support they were looking for.
Nope. All right. Any other business? Okay, I don't think we have anybody from the public here. The next meeting will be February 24th. But we voted on the calendar last time, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we approved.
Yes, we already adopted the ACAT meeting calendar.
Okay, so next meeting will be the 24th. There is there's just for information, there's an I-16 Little Neck Road study community open house.
Yeah, that took place last Tuesday.
Okay.
And then there will be another one for the I-95 at Airways Avenue. Public open house this Wednesday,
okay,
at Porter City Hall. I'm not sure about the time yet, but James might send out email blast. Yeah.
Sorry?
What time will that meeting be in February?
In February, I'm sorry, same time, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Yep, always at 1.
Can I give you one other announcement?
Yes, sir.
We're mentioning that our organization, the National Federation of Blind and Chatham County, we're going to hold our annual Christmas banquet on Friday. That would be Friday, December
20th.
Yeah, and that's going to be at Terry Hurriers at Abercorn Extension, and most of us know the address, the 5-1s, and then Abercorn Extension will begin at 7. Tickets are $25, so if anybody would like to come, you can get your tickets at the door if you like, or if you want them beforehand, you can get in touch with me or whoever, and we'll procedure that you get tickets in advance, or you can purchase them at the door.
Good.
Yeah, and of course, it's a buffet menu, so those of you would like to attend, it will be Friday, September 20th, 7 o'clock at Carrie Hilliard's.
It's right around the corner from my house.
Right. Oh, okay.
All right, anything else? If not, we will stand adjourned.